road of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 1st of August 2008. For newcomers, I suggest you look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as many of the previous talks I've given over the years as possible, and you'll find a lot of information concerning the big picture, the very big picture this guided us to this present position in a world where everything is global, totalitarian, and on a roll, and you'll find out why. You'll also find out where it's going to, and you'll find out the big foundations, the organizations that network together to bring it about, a very old agenda. And you also find out how even those things which you follow in life, your culture, the cultural industry, how they affect you and how you're programmed to accept the next step forward and the next step and the next step through music and entertainment. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download in the various languages of Europe. Now, most people live in 6 o'clock newsland, regular media, and they adapt to changes very quickly because they've been programmed to adapt. If those people who are familiar faces on regular media and television adapt quickly and accept each law that comes on the books as being quite normal, then the public do so also. It's very simple. It's like follow the leader. Very, very simple. And the bulk of people like to all be the same. They like the oneness idea. They don't like to be different. That's why they're given polls which suggest that 80% of the public go for this or that. They want to be part of that 80%, and they don't want to be left behind in case they're different. They want to be the same. That's why polls were invented in the first place. It's a propaganda tool. They work very well. And we are being upgraded in such an incredible pace. I was reading today about the governments at all airports and borders. Canada and the States can now confiscate your laptops or any cell phone, whatever, and keep them for as long as they wish, indefinitely if need be. And they don't need any suspicion to take it off you. They've even said in the law that they made to make it legal that even information from ordinary people might help in corralling terrorists. What an excuse. But that'll do the public. They'll adapt to that very quickly. And regular travelers who bend over when they're told to and submit when they're told to and jump through hoops and who are humiliated on a frequent basis, they're the first ones to adapt into this new normalcy, this new freedom. And we must remember what Bush said. He called it the new freedom. He gave us a new definition of what freedom is. And it's a freedom where you have no rights whatsoever. You have the freedom to obey and jump like Pavlov's dog before you get shocked. And even if you jump, you still might get shocked. And that's okay, because they've written the laws that way to make it okay. Just because they say it's a law does not mean it's right. We've been conditioned and brainwashed that all laws somehow have some holy perspective to it, and nothing is further from the truth. All tyrannies in all countries down through the ages put laws on the books. And when they become ridiculous and impede the flow and the movement and the business and the lives of people, they are tyrannies. You must never forget that. And there's not much left except passive non-cooperation. The rest is unthinkable. Back with more after this break.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer: Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Hi, I am Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. What is the matrix? The matrix is the reality in which you live. The reality is always being upgraded like a computer program. And it's downloaded to you via fiction and novels, yet novelists are paid to write the stuff and told what to write about. They belong to the future of society. And when you look back on the novels and sci-fi that's been churned out the last 30, 40, 50 years, they've spelled out where we're going. And when it happens in real life, we think it's all quite natural because the vague thought is still swirling around inside our skulls, put there when we're downloaded through fiction. When you're into fiction, your guard is not up. Your sensor part of your brain isn't working. And it never dawns on you, you're being programmed. This war on terror is never spelled out to the public. Very much like the New World Order phrase used by Mr. Bush Sr. He used it on various occasions on very significant dates, like 9/11. And when you look into it, all the thousands of journalists across the planet went along with this New World Order speech and mentioned it and so on, and just left it at that, as though they knew something and the public didn't. What did they mean by a New World Order? Now, those who were into studying the spy games thought automatically it was a new world order where there was no Cold War, where their main enemy supposedly was finished, and that nothing was further from the truth because no one defeated the Soviet Union. Orders came out from Gorbachev, who was the head of the Union at that time, and told all the prime ministers in all the countries to stand down and get out of town. That's what happened, because the next phase was to come in, the merger of the Soviet system with the West. And all of the tricks and techniques which were experimented with on people and school children and prisoners to do with psychological warfare, conditioning, and Pavlovian conditioned responses and behaviorism are now all blended with the West system. And that's why they're on a roll now. They're using all of that to try and bring a whole new world order into view, and not a world order where there's peace for the general public. There might be peace eventually when you can't think for yourself at all. That's what they mean by peace, when you cannot complain, when you don't bitch or form groups and see what they're doing and accuse them of what they're doing. Then they'll have peace at the top. Quite a few books have been churned out about the future to come, as far back as the 50s and 60s through the 70s. And some people who worked for MI5 and MI6 as novelists and as non-fiction writers, that generally they did both, like H.G. Wells, you find that they talked about the system to come and how they'd have to literally lobotomize the general population, especially that part of the brain which gave you independence and allowed you to think as yourself, as being a separate individual entity. In other words, your survival mechanism. And they found ways to do it through experimenting all that time ago. Arthur Koestler was one of them. He worked for MI5 and 6 in cahoots with the CIA to not only give you thoughts to prepare you for this, but to get people on board. And there are crazy people out there who follow NGOs, the rah-rah crowd, the sheep, as Orwell called them in 1984, four legs good, two legs bad. And of course, when they reverse the slogan, they don't even notice. They're the useful idiots. And so that they form big groups to bring this utopia into place. And it's been taught through the higher academia, the higher levels, that this must be so. And it's worldwide. When no one can think for themselves, will all be lobotomized. And they have chemical ways to do it. They can literally target any part of the brain and use either straight inoculations, which they talked about, as did Lord Bertrand Russell, the needle, as you said, the compliant population, or they can spray it in the air, they can put it in the water, they can put it in the fruit, they can make the food created, in fact, the actual drug, which will target specifically parts of your brain, just like bio-warfare, that's what it is, bio-warfare on the people. But the general public will go down, most of them will go down as this happens. Those who understand what's happening will have a hard time too. I've said years ago, you have to keep your sanity. Holding on to your sanity will be the hardest thing you've ever done, as you see bizarre changes and you see the public around you adapt to them, like robots. It's a huge multi-million pound, that's money, British pounds, campaign in Britain to get young children into being green cops, enviro cops. Big, massive publicity campaign. They're given a little badge and a little card to carry and a list of things to report to the authorities on their parents and then their friends and neighbors and all the rest of it to do with being bad environmentalists, broken the laws, the rules. This was shown again in Orwell's 84. And he simply got it from the Young Nazi League, the Hitler Youth, and, of course, they got it from the Young Communist Youth Party. And guess what the Boys' Brigade was all about? And the Boy Scouts and the Cubs. Uniform, uniform, uniformity. And no one thought anything about it. That was also the time they brought out the Salvation Army. An army. What did they wear? Uniforms. People don't think, they accept. And we're going into a hell rapidly. Hell is manifesting openly on Earth. We are being dehumanized at such a speed now that nothing really would shock the public. They've had years of heavily funded and promoted and advertised art in all weird forms, with fetuses in urine, to dehumanize what a fetus is. You're just a thing, an object, an animal, and you're not an endangered species. And we accepted that. But the armies of women shouting slogans about their own body, thinking, well, that's their right. But really, when it affects all of society, and that's not the agenda, is that woman's right, it's when it affects all of us, because there's another group on top using them all to dehumanize us all. The eugenics movement. And don't forget who started the abortion industry in the West on behalf of the eugenics movement, Margaret Sanger. She also had quotes in her book, written in the 20s, from Hitler. She brought us family planning. Now we're in for the big global family planning, and the big boys can't wait. And to be honest with you, something I've always known is that most people will go down with this. They will obey to the bitter end. Every ridiculous law and rule that comes along that teaches them to be humiliated, because you must humiliate to create apathy. And apathy was something that the big think tanks were driving at and published in their own documents back in the 60s. What can I do? What can I do? And you also tend to get a little frightened when you realize this whole system that you thought was yours or your nation's is there to control you, not to help you. You're dependent on the system. Interdependence. This term going back to the days of Cecil Rhodes and before, even. Manly P. Hall used it in one of his books as well on behalf of World Freemasonry, where he said we must create an interdependent society. Only then will there be peace, because everyone will depend on everyone else for their livelihood or their food or their substance. It means you're helpless. And that is why they're driving so quickly now to pull this off. As we adapt to change and there's no normality left in any sphere to compare with, they can rattle ahead, full steam ahead. And we will adapt and adapt and adapt all the way to the new sheep pen. I get people asking what we can do, and I always think in terms of the mass. You cannot fight the system by using the system. And whatever complaints departments are out there don't work. They can drag you into courts and fiddle your money away, while they use tax money to back theirs until you're broke and bankrupt. They pass you around from one bureaucracy to the next, and you give up. They gave us rubber tools. They bounce off the road when you have to go and use them. Carefully planned over centuries and implemented over centuries, the plan is being pulled off right now. If it goes much further, you'll be in a straitjacket, because travel already is becoming more and more difficult. People thought, and they're, you hear them going rah, rah, rah when they talk about borders. They don't realize they're creating a cage to keep you all in. That's the purpose of it. That's how these techniques are used. You must always look at another perspective, another side, to get the real reason. Because whatever they give you in public is very always plausible. And that's the good reason, but there's always a real reason. And that was Mandel House that first said that. I'll be back with more after this break.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any change since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600 or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, and I'm going to go to the phones now because I think with Jennifer last time and I couldn't get her in, so I'm going to try to fit her in now. And Jennifer's from Kansas. Are you there, Jennifer?
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Hi, I called a couple of months ago complaining about being electronically harassed. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I've been feeling like I need to call back in and clarify a couple of things because I don't want people, I sounded so hysterical, and I don't want people to be talked into shutting up out of fear that they're going to be hit by space weapons, because talking is the only thing that we can do, really. So the first thing I wanted to say is that I think that I've been a target my whole life, but they just really amplified it a hundredfold over the last couple of years so that there's no longer any doubt in my mind about what's happening. And I did a lot more than just talk. I filed a lawsuit that involved a sitting judge. And so I'm sure that got me on a list.
Well, the odd thing is, I mean, even though it sounds to most people far-fetched, there are groups out there, and one woman did a fantastic study, I think in California, when she found that through declassified documentation from the U.S. Navy, they had been targeting people around bases, and they admitted in the report that it worked better on male and female before puberty, and then after puberty, mainly females. And people shouldn't scoff so much at it. They have been doing a lot of experimentation. And they do pick subjects who have no idea what's happening to them, because to study a subject, it mustn't know it's being part of an experiment to get the proper results. But so there is documentation out there on this kind of technology. And we do know with the ELF frequencies, They're really stepped up now. You can pick it up on ham radio 24 hours a day. That's the HARP technologies. It is affecting people, and I know by the calls I get from all over the U.S. and Canada and different countries, I can actually see patterns of everyone being down at the same time, depressed, or then it's quiet for a while when they're kind of carefree, and then they're all back to depression again, and I'm sure it's related to this kind of technology which they're using. And now, Brzezinski, remember, wrote the book Between Two Ages, and he talked about the use of this technology on whole populations. That's what was to come, and it's actually happening now.
Yeah, I know they're using it on a widespread scale. They've been using it for a long time. But with specific people, it's like they don't care. Once they realize that you know, well, I think it's because I started hanging around with somebody else that was also being targeted, and that served as validation, so I knew what was happening. It wasn't working as well, so then they had to step it up. But anyway, I wanted to ask you a question. You said, you'd mentioned to a caller one time about psychotronic weaponry. You said something to the effect that there was a way of thinking to keep them from being able to lock onto you. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you could elaborate a little bit on that.
Well, this is an interesting little article. It came out of Finland, of all places, and who would have thought Finland is experimenting in this advanced weaponry? And the scientists, it's published now, it came out only a few months ago, scientists there had been using cell phone towers, the big ones in the countryside, the tall ones, and they can actually read the vibrational levels, your own fingerprint, you might say. We all vibrate at a certain frequency, and they could actually eventually feed that to a computer, find out who you were, etc., and use other towers to target you with a particular ELF wave or microwave within 3 feet of where you were standing, even if you were miles away within lines of sight. So your brain pattern itself gives off a particular pattern which is easily read. It's like a unique ID fingerprint, and they're using this kind of technology. You'll find, and even Nick Begich went through a lot of this stuff where, and universities, too, have put stuff out on this very topic where they have computers, and they've had them for a while, which can actually pick up your brainwave patterns, read it almost instantaneously, meaning they understand the language of your thoughts. And if there's any wrong thought there, they can send it right back into your brain in a millisecond, and you'd be the last one to know that your thoughts had just been altered from the direction they were going in. That's how far ahead they are. And you'll find when you can... even go do a nursery rhyme in your head, things like that, that can put these things off. It's the same with lie detectors. If you go through a lie detector device, try and recite nursery rhymes over and over and over, and that's one way of coming through unscathed.
Okay. Any kind of dissociation technique?
That'll bring it with it. That comes with it, because your mind is working on two levels at the same time. One's automatic with a rhyme, and the other one is vaguely hearing what you're being asked, so the needle doesn't shoot up and give any game away. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks for calling. And that's what's happening, as I say. There's so much technology being used, has been used for a long time. We're the last to know about it. And I've got Antonio from Maryland there. You there, Antonio?
Hello.
There's a break coming. Just hold on, Antonio, and we'll get with you after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views
on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And we're talking to Antonio from Maryland. Are you there, Antonio?
Yes, I am, Alan. How are you today?
Not so bad.
I was just wanted to ask real quickly, how is the wood cutting going? Has the weather been hampering you too much?
Oh, I tell you, it's clockwork weather. I've never seen so much rain daily for the last 2 months. And it starts at the same time. The clouds are there when you wake up. It will rain in the afternoon. In the evening, it breaks for 2 hours. You see some stars, then in come the clouds, and it's the same again, day after day after day. 2 months solid. It's clockwork weather. And a lot of spraying going on, too, and during the breaks as well.
Yes, we've been getting a little more rain down in this area than we normally get, if you consider the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually calling to comment on something you said just a little earlier about people, we're going into a hell,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be a living hell by the time everything is over. You're exactly right. I think that's what they want. They want all the small groups to try and, I guess, become violent, and that
yeah.
way they can squash those little entities. I guess if there was a nationwide or a continent-wide
it's going to be worldwide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would have to be in communication with each other. That would be the only way anything could be done. But other than that, it would be like trying to wake the dead.
Yes, and they'll also point to those groups and say, look, there are crazy ones amongst you. I've got to do something and keep you safe. So it will work in their favor.
Exactly. It's funny you say that, concerning, I'm pretty sure you heard the news story of the gentleman in Canada on the bus who they said acted pretty much like a robot and stabbing and then decapitating a passenger that he had just previously been smoking a cigarette with earlier. That evening before he
that teaches class. You to choose your brands carefully.
Exactly. Just real quick, and then I'll let you go. I know there you have other callers. I had a gentleman stop past my home today, and he was offering free ADT home security service. He wanted to give me a free OnStar service for my home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would imagine how many people would be accepting that in my neighborhood, a free OnStar service, and do they realize what it actually does other than being a convenience?
Yes, and also you'll be marked down now as suspicious that you didn't accept it.
Well, I told him I'll think about it, and then I'll give him a call. And concerning the borders, I don't know if many people, I don't know, I haven't looked at maps of Canada, I would say recently, especially the cities, but I've noticed it a long time ago here in the United States that most of the major cities, and I guess anything that's been towards the large or the major cities like New York and Los Angeles, have beltways around them, and these beltways have been changed. They have been reinforced, supposedly to guard against noise levels with concrete barriers now. I don't know if people realize what these concrete barriers are there for. They're not actually there to keep noise out.
You know,
it's exactly like you said.
It's funny you mentioned that because I was talking to a guy from Pennsylvania, and he's way out in rural areas, and during the night, they put up these concrete barriers alongside the roads for miles and miles and miles. Now, there's no accidents along there. There's hardly any traffic along there. What it is to stop you getting off the road when the big moves come and you're actually moved. They want people like refugees moving, probably during plagues or whatever else they cause, and that's to stop you from getting off the road with your four-wheel drive.
Yeah, exactly. As I said once before, I don't think most realize that the habitat areas have already been established.
Oh, yes.
And they're already there. All they got to do is bring down the passages out, and it's just a complete wall around the city.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you go, and you have a good evening, Alan.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
They also put in sockets if you're crazy enough to stop near an intersection and the big roundabouts that they have, you'll find the sockets on every entrance and exit to the main highways, and they have these foldable gates that go right across them. They were put up there in the 80s. In the 80s, for what's coming down in the near future. Everything is planned that way. Now we've got Paul in Ontario, Canada.
Good evening, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
Good, good. Interesting conversation. I wanted to ask you a question in retrospect to a topic that was mentioned on Wednesday by one of your listeners. He was mentioning how once you've served your purpose as a high-ranking Mason in terms of helping to, once you've served the great work and you've kind of helped, if you're, for example, a high-level politician or a CEO of a major corporation and you've helped, suppress the population, that they get rid of you. Is that the case for all high-ranking Freemasons?
No.
Because if they know that more often than not, or seemingly there's a risk, let's say, that they could be eliminated once they've served their purpose, why would they even bother going through all the different phases of going? Why would you join a Masonic lodge if you know that, once you've hit the 33rd degree, and let's say, you've lived 10 years as a king, for example, because they just flush you with money, and then you've served your purpose, and then they get rid of you because they fear you more than they fear the commoner, because you know what they're up to, and you could kind of turn against them if you want to.
Generally, it's a lifer. You sign on for life. That's just it. And remember, life begins at 40, the 40th degree. Most Masons think it ends at 33rd. But no, if you have the right stuff, and that's what they call the right stuff, they will pull you off in a side lodge and boost you up into lodges you don't even know exist.
So they don't eliminate, like when you see like, you know, presidents being prosecuted in The Hague and so on and so forth, so they don't get rid of the, so they keep the ones that, like how does it work? They don't eliminate everyone? Like,
Not everyone. If the person's still useful or they've just simply followed what they're instructed to do,
mm-hmm.
Then they'll have the reward in one way or another. You know, Stalin didn't even believe that Adolf Hitler was killed. And he wrote to Churchill, the letter is there for people who want to see it, it's in lots and lots of books. And he said, that charred body could be anybody. I really don't believe that is Adolf Hitler.
Well, that was and, just a stage then.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the world is a stage, as Shakespeare said.
So they don't eliminate...
Not them all. I mean, this is the thing. You'll never know who is and who isn't.
Because I just wanted... Because, I mean, if you're stupid enough to join a lot to begin with, excuse my language, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess... So I guess they don't eliminate everyone.
And you've got to understand, too, if you go into... If you look at the oath that they swore in the 1800s,
mm-hmm.
and... George Orwell put this in his book, 1984, one of the, a good part of the oath there. You do swear that if the order needs your own sacrifice to further their agenda, mm-hmm. then you must be willing, if called upon, to sacrifice yourself. So that's part of the higher order. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just one last quick question. You had mentioned in a couple of weeks ago how the Middle East is the last area, if you will, where they have yet to really coordinate, where they've established the infrastructure, like to totally control the world, right?
Yeah.
And how that's the last standoff? Am I correct?
It's the last cultural standoff until they're standardized. That's everyone must be
right.
go through the same education.
But then, if I remember correctly, on Wednesday or on Monday of this week, you mentioned how there's no one to stand in the Freemasons' way any longer. Like they've kind of eliminated all possible groups that remain that resist them. So my question is, so how would the Middle East present itself as an area that, like, if no one's in their way, how come they haven't conquered the Middle East yet? Aren't Middle Eastern politicians working for them? I don't understand how that works.
Well, they were all the time in the world. These guys work years ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll know how they're going to pull up this whole agenda off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who doesn't take the bait, now they're generally trying to pay off all the those who rule particular countries.
Mm-hmm.
They'll try to pay them off first, bring them in, and give them lots of deals personally for their families themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't, they'll simply bomb them. And Bush has given the orders for covert war to be carried out. I think even the New Yorker magazine did 7 pages on scenarios to get the war with Iran started, including the possibility of using special forces dressed up as Arabs in those little MTB boats attacking a U.S. ship.
Does that mean that they even classify in the eugenics? Do they, besides the inbreeding, do they classify themselves like? Do they put, like, for example, the white race ahead of... Like, are they racist by skin as well?
No, they're bred into every race.
Oh, so they're even amongst, like, brown-colored, yellow-colored... So it's like a gene thing, like you said.
Yeah, it's a gene, and that's why they generally, even American Indians, you look into the famous Freemasons, they always tell you about Willie Brandt, who was the head of the Five Nations for Canada and the States.
Mm-hmm.
And how he was taken to Britain. He was given an aristocratic wife to marry. He came back, and then he split the tribes up into two, half fighting for the U.S. side, half for Britain. His son Norton took over from him and did the same thing. They breed into every race, but I got to go to the next caller, okay?
Yeah.
So we'll take Kyle from Connecticut.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Not so bad.
Well, I've been listening, and I was just wondering how you think they'll roll out this North American Union in 2010. Cause how are they going to combine the loonie, toonie, dollar, and peso?
Oh, it'll be simple for them. I'm sure it's already made up and printed and minted. If we don't go straight to cashless, that is. And all they have to do, you see, they gave you a clue when they had it in the newspapers in 2005, Chris America. These were full pages, maybe 2 or 3 pages in the mainstream newspapers here in Canada, where they said we got to amalgamate to compete with Europe, to fight terrorism, etc., that two or three governments working independently were inefficient economically and otherwise, and we'd have to integrate, mainly to fight terrorism, we'd have to integrate our governments into one. That was in mainstream media 2005 when they signed the first open agreement for the amalgamation of the Americas at Waco.
And don't they need to sign seven?
Pardon?
How many times do they have to sign before this?
2010 is the last one. They sign one per year now till 2010. And all they need to do is create some... I don't, to be honest with you, I don't think they even need to create another crisis. I've talked to enough people, and they'll say, well, you know, vaguely, because they don't reason through things, that they're already getting conditioned through little bits on television. They say, well, I guess it'd be no big deal anyway, because we're all the same culture. And so they'd take it in their stride.
Not long between global government from there.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Well... I mean, we've been guided by laws, codes, and documents throughout history, but now everybody's going by feelings and perceptions.
Yes. Yes, because that's the technique they gave us. Most people have got all their opinions from fiction on and drama and movies. That's where they even got their history from. And they've all these little bits. See, all these little bits of information that they program you are attached to emotion. So these emotive topics, emotive scenes, and so they think emotionally, not through pure hard logic and reason. That's why people go by these little feelings that they have. And strangely enough, on mainstream media, as I say, they've published all of this in mainstream papers, and they've no memory of it.
Sad.
Yeah. See, most folk have never really been conscious. They've been part of a scientific indoctrination, and that's what they call it at the top. That's what Bertrand Russell called it, scientific indoctrination, their whole lives, and they didn't know it. And they'll die never knowing it.
So it's a collective unconscious.
Yeah, yeah, pretty well. And what you're seeing, too, is a standardization of all opinions. And if you ask them how they're all... They've all got the same opinion, they couldn't tell you. They haven't even thought it out that far.
At all.
No.
Everybody refers to the government and society as we.
Yeah.
And I don't know how.
Yeah, it's quite clever, isn't it? And really, we've nothing, we have no input whatsoever.
Yeah.
We're the last to get any truth out of any government. You think of the corporation during the entire Cold War, when you even had government and Senate hearings on the foundations and their complicity with bringing the Soviet system to the Americas, and all the major media was quiet about it. Who runs all of that? Who coordinates all of that? That's complicity. That's incredible complicity.
Yeah. I remember learning about socialism in school, and they make it sound like a great idea.
It sounds wonderful. If you look at the actual comic, the Soviet Constitution, it'd be a paradise. Yeah, on paper. Yeah, everything's wonderful on paper. And it's always a scam going on. Always.
All right, Alan. Well, I'll be ordering your books and keep it up.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
And we've got Daniel in, is it Minnesota?
Hello.
Missouri?
Alan?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Not so bad.
Good. I was listening, and they're building walls here in Missouri around the highways as well.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, here in Kansas City, and a couple weeks ago I went to Wichita, Kansas, and they're doing the same thing there, too, so they're caging us all in.
Yeah, they're caging everyone in, and I've just got the photographs in from the double walls that are going across the border in Mexico. Same thing again. You know, the Romans did this thousands of years ago in Britain. The same thing. They would build two walls and a walkway between or a driveway between to get the armies up and down. But these guys never change their tactics. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's kind of the exact same thing here. There's a wall like almost immediately kind of a little bit past the highway.
Yes.
And then past that, there's a bigger wall.
Yeah. Oh, they love walls. They love walls. Yeah. A wall is just a law reversed.
Yeah.
But that's what you're dealing with. And as I say, they're really putting up these concrete structures, too, so you can't get off the highway. That's a big thing for them. Yeah.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking. When you look at it, it's almost kind of to where they can kind of force you off up a ramp,
yeah,
stick a couple, maybe like a tank or something underneath, and you can't go anywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
You're stuck.
And there's cameras everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, all along the highway. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, I'll let you go. It was nice speaking with you, brother.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
I've got Henry from Canada. Are you there, Henry?
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. I was just, I overheard I only checked in late here, Alan, but I take exception to one thing about these people only being emotional and not logical. There is some scientific study that says emotion and logic are the same thing. You can't have a logic without emotion. But hey, all of our highways around this city here in New Brunswick are very high fences on each side.
I'll be back with more after this break. Yeah, hold on.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And with Henry in Canada on the line talking about New Brunswick, isn't it?
Well, I tuned into your show late, Alan.
Yeah, you said that, but you have to hurry because we're...
Okay, so we were speaking of Pavlovian trained responses as compared to people, whether they're emotional or logical. Well, people cannot be logical unless they are emotional. Otherwise, they have no point of reference. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but good. And then another part of your discussion this evening, I have to also, I can support these ideas that fences are being built not only in the United States but throughout Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, all the highways anywhere near a major city, we have very high fences that you cannot
They also put them up around the ports and the Great Lakes, even the small ones. That was in the papers here, too. Even Port Perry, they're putting up a huge fence around this little facility. And, of course, they have all the gunships as well on the lakes now.
Yeah, so they've had them there since Prohibition, haven't they?
No, I read that article about a year ago with a whole new flotilla of special boats being put on the Great Lakes. And they're heavily, heavily armed like never before. They changed the laws to allow them to use heavy caliber machine guns, very heavy caliber, like 7.65 or something, big long shells. And they haven't explained why. I mean, the Arabs aren't coming across here with inflatable camels, you know. So what really is going on is to keep people in for something that's going to happen in the future.
Well, it might be the boys in Gananoque there off the reservation. They're smuggling all the cigarettes in. Remember that?
There's nothing to do with the cigarettes.
No. I didn't think so, Alan. I just thought I'd make a joke with you. But And I'm definitely on that program of getting the girls on. A friend of mine called in, and I'm getting the girls on the soybean diet there for the narrow hips, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember you recommended that?
The soybean diet, not me.
Soybean diet, so it causes women to have narrow hips.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep. So I took your recommendation. I've told all my girlfriends to get on that diet right away.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Thank you.
See, that changes their mind, too, mind you. Changes their mood as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not listening right now, so we have that freedom of speech right now on this one.
That's all you got left. That's all we have, is that little bit of freedom of speech.
And we have to remember to have a sense of humor, but at the same time, we do need to act, and please, somebody tell me what to do.
Yeah, and it's going to start with each individual simply saying no. Enough is enough. Because if we don't, nothing will be enough.
But we have to say it with our voice has to be, if it's heard in the United States, we don't have freedom of speech any longer. We're not allowed to write the word. We're not allowed to cause the word to be printed.
Yep.
And now the thought police are out there too now, aren't they?
That's right, they are, and the children are being taught to report on parents and neighbors and so on. We've got to nip it in the bud now, and people will have to start saying no, enough is enough. And it will take a lot of people being locked up one after another until it's so obvious they can't ignore it anymore. Otherwise, you see, enough for a tyrant is never enough.
We have a strategy that was formed by God knows who, if God exists, and that's probably part of their other program too. Now it's thousands of years old, and a friend of mine just contacted me from.
Quick, the music's playing.
Okay, friend of mine contacted me from British Columbia out of great frustration, saying, "What do we do? What do we do?" And I said, "I don't know."
Yeah. Yeah. Just start within your own life, and that's all we can do. Start in your own life. And
let me happy.
And I'll be back with more from Hamish myself in a rainy Ontario, Canada, mosquito infested, next week. So good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Let me tell you why I